Bremer faces no shortage of challenges. In Baghdad, there are still major logistical problems with setting up a new police force, and other services, like a fire department, are lagging even farther behind. But in a city that has been bombed and looted, a burning building can be less an emergency than a chance for political accusations. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports from Baghdad.
A 12-story building in the heart of Baghdad is belching smoke from top to bottom. It's the old communications center, bombed twice during the war and abandoned. You can drive up to within a couple of hundred yards of it, up to where American armored vehicles block the road.
There was a fire inside the building, so we just cordoned off an area right now, and that's about all that's going on. They're trying to get a life flight in there, but I don't think they're going to make it in time.
Specialist Brian Stoddard is a military policeman from Ohio. His team doesn't know anything about firefighting. They don't have any firefighting equipment. He says they tried to call a fire department. Nobody came.
The people, the bystanders said there were 2 to 3 people inside the building, possibly looters. It's not known right now for sure what it is or who's in there. There was supposed to be a chopper, or they were trying to get a hold of a chopper to come down, but evidently it didn't happen. Right now we're just trying to cordon off the area and keep everybody safe in this perimeter.
This is a big fire in a big building, but there's no more than a couple of dozen onlookers. Cars drive by on a nearby overpass. Passengers gawk for a moment, then drive on. A fire like this in Houston or Chicago would draw thousands. Here, it seems like just another act of vandalism. Among the few Iraqis watching, there's plenty of opinion about the fire, though.
This building and this neighborhood maybe would be collapsed, so that will fall on the other districts of the people, so the people may die in this. So why don't they just call for the firemen to try to put it down?
One man says a fire truck did come. It picked up an injured looter from inside the building, turned around, and left.
We say that the coalition officers, the coalition forces are bearing the consequences of anything that might happen, because they are knowing everybody who's coming here, even the Kuwaitis who are helping them in this work.
Another man claims he saw a looter go into the building with gasoline, a man wearing a Kuwaiti-style headscarf. That's all the evidence they seem to need.
So why did they think that they set the building on fire?
We say that the Kuwaiti people are trying to come once more for the devastated buildings also to burn them once more. We don't know why. The Iraqi people are not burning their own buildings.
Whoever is in the building, there's no one to rescue them. Eventually, the fire burns itself out, and someday the building will come down. But for now, it's just another distraction in a city trying to glue itself back together. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Baghdad.